Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
1, 2, D, 4.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
The music of America on AM 930 WEOL. Good morning, I'm Craig Adams, along with Larry Wright and Patrick Moran. And we play a little bit of Ventura Highway live because America will perform tonight in downtown Cleveland as part of the 24th annual Mark's Great American Rib Cook-Off and Music Festival. And with us on the line now is Barry Gable from Live Nation. Barry, it must be a treat bringing that band back in town.
It sure is, and we couldn't be happier. America's going to be just taking the stage around 9:30, but our doors open for the 24th annual Mark's Great American Rib Cook-Off this afternoon at 12 noon, and we're free admission from noon until 3 o'clock. And a matter of fact, noon until 3 o'clock Friday, tomorrow Saturday, Sunday, same thing, noon until 3. And then kids 12 and under free. And on Monday, it's only a dollar to get in. We've got great music. We've got about 40 bands on three sizzling stages. And, of course, some of the best grill masters from all over the United States.
Let's talk about those grill masters. You say from all over the United States. You have some local ones, too, I would think.
We sure do. We have from Massillon, Jack on the Bone will be here. We have a husband and wife team, Joe and Cassie Russell, from the Ohio area, a little bit near the Toledo area. Their company is called Pigtails Barbecue. And in fact, Joe has been cooking ribs since he's 11 years old. His father is the owner of Pigfoot. And so he's been literally grilling since he's been a babe.
You know, one of the interesting things I've noticed over the years is some of these barbecue chefs have really unique names. They come up with some really interesting combinations over time.
They sure do. As a matter of fact, I was looking at some of the signage and somebody's selling a barbecue parfait down here. So I can't wait to see what that's all about. But we have Old Lardy, Pigfoot, Pigtails, Butch's Smack Your Lips Barbecue, Porky and Beans, King Solomon's Rib Shack. It's just Texas Roadhouse. We have just a, you know, they're just as colorful. The names are just as colorful as the rib grillers themselves.
You know, beyond the rib cook-off, people are kind of interested in the Cavaliers right now, but you are doing your part to accommodate those people too. What's up?
Well, we've done a great job. You know, the Cavs are in town and we have made arrangements to be an official watch party for the Cavs and Hawks games for tonight and on Sunday. We have a giant video screen that will be showing the game adjacent to the Ones to Watch stage. And when you will not be able to miss it when the fans come down to eat the ribs. You know, what we're saying is you don't miss a bone or a bucket. And we're going to extend our hours. So with America going up on stage at 9:30, we're going to have the Cavs game at 8:30. So it looks like at halftime you can run over and see America play and come back and see the rest of the game, and hopefully the Cavs will bring home a winner for us. And we'll be doing the same thing on Sunday.
Barry Gable is our guest today, talking about the 24th annual Mark's Great American Rib Cook-Off and Music Festival. Opens today at Jacobs Pavilion and the Nautica Entertainment Complex on the west bank of the flats. And Barry, every now and then we hear about some roads being closed or maybe a bridge shut down. What's the status of the area today?
Well, everything is wide open. So, you know, parking is definitely at a premium in the flats, but there are plenty of parking lots. You can park even on the east bank and just walk right over from the swing bridge to get here. You know, if you're going to the Indians game tonight, literally you can leave your car there and take the rapid down to Settlers Landing and walk right over to the Rib Cook-Off and watch the Cavs game after the Indians game's played. So there's plenty of parking. Like you said, we're located on the east bank of the flats. Directions and parking locations can be found on our official website, which is fox8.com/rib. And we also have made arrangements with Uber. and we have an official Uber drop-off and pickup zone. So if you wanted to just take an Uber car, you can make it very convenient for yourself as well.
Barry, can people pick up tickets in advance, or is it solely at the gate?
You absolutely can purchase reserve seat tickets for the concerts in advance, and that reserve seat will also give you admission to the cook-off. Or you can just come down to the cook-off. Like I said, it's free admission, lunchtime, 12 to noon, and you can pick up a discount coupon at any of the area marks locations, pay only $6 general admission, and that also will give you admission to all the concerts that we have, as well as the rib cook-off. And there'll be plenty of tickets available down here at the cook-off.
Hey, Barry, thanks for being with us this morning. Let's hope for some great weather this weekend.
Cleveland fans love coming out to the cook-off, rain, shine, snow, or sunny. It's really, really been a great tradition here. And we want to remind everybody, I don't think I have to your listeners, you know, the reason why we celebrate Memorial Day is for the men and women that have served our country through the years. And I want to make sure that we remember those people that give of their lives and give of their service this holiday.
Barry, thanks again for being with us this morning.
You got it.